Baseball is almost back, but Padres Social Hour returns right now, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex and Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Corey, a lot of the new faces here in camp are some of the Rule 5 guys the Padres picked up in the offseason. Early thoughts on them?
Yeah, there's four of them, and I don't know if they'll all stick. They probably won't, but Blake Smith, Josh Martin, pitchers, Luis Perdomo, the young kid from the Cardinals. I think he's got a dynamic arm. But I tell you what, Mike, the guy I'm really interested in seeing is Jabari Blash. I think there's some big-time power there. A lot of strikeouts, but a really intriguing guy as we move forward in the spring. I'm going to keep my eye on him.
Wouldn't you know, we talked to Jabari, and I asked him about all that stuff that Corey mentioned, and also, what's it like being on this side of the Peoria Sports Complex after he spent a few years over, we can see it from our set, on the Mariners side of town. Here's what Jabari had to say.
Well, for me, it's been amazing because I'm with a different club now, but you know, this has been my home for like 5 years, so all my friends are here. I'm real familiar with the area, and you know, I think it's a blessing that you know I was able to be picked up with the Padres.
It's a little bit different for you this year with the Padres because you're a Rule 5 guy now, so they have some more skin in the game. Does that change your mindset going into a spring training this year than it has in previous years?
To be honest, not really. For me, it's, you know, I feel like once I come into camp and do my job as best as I can and, you know, continue to work, you know, things will happen the way they're supposed to. So, you know, it's the same game, you know, different team, but I think it's the same game.
You had a breakout year last year, 32 home runs across two levels. What was it that clicked that you're trying to take into this year? What are the good things you're trying to bring from last year to this year?
For me, I try to keep things simple. You know, I'm a big guy that, you know, at times, the ball can fly out. And, you know, the simpler I keep the game, you know, I focus on just putting the ball in play, you know, being a good teammate and having good at-bats and being a tough out. And, you know, things transpired to where, you know, at one point I couldn't swing and miss. So, you know,
it was a fun run.
Yeah. It was a fun run.
What are some goals this year, I guess, then? Because besides just trying to keep the reps and the consistency, is it win a starting job? Is it make the team? What are you coming here trying to do?
I'm coming here trying to be a tough out, you know, and that's what it comes down to, you know. I have a great opportunity in front of me, and I think I'm prepared. So for me, it's just coming into camp and being a tough out and helping the guys win.
Are you aware of how much the fan base loves you already and you haven't even played in the game yet? They see this guy, 6'5", all this power, can play the outfield. And what's your thoughts to the fans in terms of people that are hoping for a lot of big things from you this year?
Well, the fans is what make the game interesting, you know. It's good to have fans behind you, especially when you're at the plate. And I'm just looking forward to making them happy in 2016.
All right. Well, let's talk about you a little bit because these people are rooting for you. They're cheering you on. Virgin Islands growing up, not a big baseball culture, not a big baseball island. How'd you get into the game, and how did that get you here from there?
Well, I actually played a lot when I was younger in the Little League, but the island is 32 square miles. You know, I think the population right now is 50,000 people. So at some point, you know, when kids get older, their interest goes elsewhere, and it's real harder to make teams and for guys to play, you know, every day like you do here in the States. So it was tough, and I think I got away from the game in the middle school. And this guy, Darren Canton, he came back from New York, and he saw how much the game stopped. And because he played a lot when he was older, and, you know, he wanted to build the game back up, so he did a camp. And a couple of my friends went to the camp one day and convinced me to go one time. And, you know, he convinced me to come back, and, you know, I started to enjoy playing, and I got some college interest, and that's where, you know, everything changed.
You get to go back in the off season to the Virgin Islands. Is that something that you try and do, is pass on that baseball love now, or are you still focused so much on getting your career on track?
Well, for me right now, I know the opportunity that I have, and I know what could happen in the next few years. So right now for me, I want to get to where I need to be, to where I can help, you know, the Virgin Islands. And at some point I'll be able to give back and, you know, make some dreams come true. But for right now, I think it's some me time for right now.
There's a guy walking around here. He's not your hitting coach, but Mark McGwire, he knew a little bit about power hitting. You've been able to pick his brain at all yet?
I mean, he was the home run king. You know, this is someone that nobody wanted to pitch to, and he still hit as many home runs as he did. And just talking about baseball knowledge, it was back in San Diego. We had a mini camp the first time we met, and he said, it's not about how good you are. He's like, it's about how good you can be. And that was just day one. So I'm just excited to pick in his brain and, you know, helping him transform me, hopefully, to somewhere close to the hitter he was. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun, and I think it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, it's going to be a good challenge.
How are the guys? How's the new clubhouse getting to meet a lot of new faces after you've been in Mariners camp for a lot of years?
Well, right now it's a little overwhelming. It seems like it's 100 guys in there, but, you know, eventually, you know, you'll meet everyone and get familiar with everyone. So, you know, over time it'll, you know, be a little better.
All right. Well, Jabari, thank you so much for taking the time. We wish you the best of luck the rest of camp. And, yeah, hopefully those fans that are already excited for you have even more reason to do so.
Thanks for having me.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2016 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.